This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Let's not forget about that. And hello to all our listeners over there, wherever you're at, especially Steve in Thailand. And Maria in Germany. Those are the two that I've chimed in tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there tonight working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, for whatever reason you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on Parler, just posted some things up there today. That's the Captain's America on Parler. And a Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, to the telephone lines. Hour number one, our first guest, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start pretty much where we left off last night, and that is Sidney Powell. Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, came out yesterday and very definitively, without any hesitation, said Sidney Powell has the smoking gun.
Well, that's right, and he even made it a plural. He said they were smoking guns.
Yeah, guns, various states.
That's right, and of course, Ms. Powell had said just a few days ago that she was fixing to overturn the results in multiple states. You know, their investigation would do that or lead to that. So, and it's very, very compelling in the sense that, you know, we know of a lot of the different voter issues that have been out there, election issues. But whatever she has, Captain, it's got to be such a bombshell. And then, as a matter of fact, Mike Huckabee lists on his own website, he said that Georgia attorney Lynn Wood, who had represented Richard Jewell and Nicholas Sandman, had said recently he was 100% confident that Joe Biden would not become president. But he said this week, he says he's 105% confident. So I don't know, whatever they know, Captain, and we're going to find out about it pretty soon, and it could be really, really explosive.
Well, it has to do with Smartmatic. We've been talking about that for going on 2 weeks right now. It has to do with Dominion, and it has to do with Premier. They're all related in one way or another through the states that they were used in. And, of course, we know that how this got started, the Smartmatic system anyway, was it came out of Venezuela, and it was developed to make sure that Hugo Chavez remained president for life so that no matter how many people voted, and no matter how many times they thought they'd won the election, the votes were always turned around in his favor.
Well, sure. That's again, that's exactly what they were designed for. And it's something we hear about, oh, well, that's Hugo Chavez, but this is the United States of America. These voting machines shouldn't have been within a million miles of our election.
Well, these aren't the machines. No, this is the system, the operating system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The machines are something totally different. That's a different discussion altogether. And, of course, these programs that we're talking about are foreign-made. And the president had issued an executive order about 18 months prior to all of this that nothing from any foreign country should have anything to do with our elections. And here we are talking about a foreign system that was actually the problem that created the problem that we now have. So maybe that's part of what Sidney Powell is up to, you would think.
Well, that's right. She has mentioned that specifically, that that would be a direct violation of the president's own executive order. And, of course, why did he issue that order? He issued that order in order to protect the American election system. But, of course,
yeah.
I don't think we're going to hear too much squawking from the other side of the aisle, Captain.
Now, there's also something that happened yet late yesterday, and that is the Durham investigation is operating full speed ahead, and it's about ready to come to a conclusion. That's what we heard yesterday. It was said last night during the Hannity show. I'm sure he's not just out there blowing smoke, and there is a couple of sentences about it over on Fox News, but that's going to be dynamite when that shows up.
Well, one would think it would be, but watch out, though, Captain. What about, you know, we've already seen real suppression of news stories in this election season. Now, whatever Durham comes out with, you know, hopefully people will really find out about it. We'll tell them about it, of course. There's other outlets that will tell them about it. But we could be fighting an uphill battle again if suppression is involved in any of this.
Well,
in other words, so that people understand that what happened and what this investigation's uncovering.
Well, we know that there's voter suppression. And we know the way that it was done was with the polls that were out there to begin with. That was done intentionally, misrepresenting the polls so that the Republicans would get all concerned. I had people telling me, this is awful. What are we going to do? He's going to win. Biden's going to win by all these points. What are we going to do? And I says, don't pay any attention to the polls. Get out there and vote. Nobody has cast a single vote, and these polls mean absolutely nothing. And wouldn't you know, when they got out there and voted in Florida, Donald Trump won by a little bit more than 3%.
Right, yeah, he won handily in that sense. But what about when these stories come out, like Twitter suppressed the New York Post story and so forth? We may see something like that happen again, I'm afraid.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Michigan. Michigan's in the news again. Detroit, Wayne County, problems there. By the way, the governor, the impeachment proceedings are beginning to start. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this part of the program, one of my favorite sponsors that we have, Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to them yesterday, by the way. We were talking about the weather and the snowstorms and all that stuff, and they're going to be making a trip down to Florida, and we're going to get together. I'm going to meet them, and we're going to go probably to Patriots Grill up there in Tarpon Springs with my good friend Craig Gross, where, by the way, I'll be there for a Have Lunch with the Captain on Saturday. So anybody that's around Saturday, you want to stop on by, I will be there, and we'll look forward to seeing you. But Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking it for just a little bit more than 5 years now. I suffer with swelling of the left ankle and the left leg, all part of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. And the only thing that I found other than medication, high top medication to help me, is Relief Factor. And it does work. And when the pain starts in my leg and the swelling starts in my ankle and all that stuff, I take it, and usually within 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes even quicker, everything goes away and I feel really good. It's all drug-free. Nothing in it that's got any drugs at all. And that's the other thing I like about it. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, omega-3 goes straight to the pain at the source. It helps with inflammation. It helps to lower or even eliminate pain associated with just regular everyday exercise and everyday living. So what do you got to lose but pain? Go check it out at the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and you'll know what tens of thousands of people have found out. It works. Relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Michigan. When we left the airwaves yesterday, Michigan was going to certify the vote in Wayne County, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, the GOP members pulled back, despite the bullying they were getting from the Dems to do it, because there was way too many irregularities. Now, what was funny was they had irregularities in the votes and lots of things that weren't explainable in 2016. And they just let it go through because they said, well, this is not an anomaly. It's the same that's been going on, and it's no big difference and all that stuff. So they let it go through. Now, this time around, percentage-wise, the numbers are higher, which means there's more problems with the election in Wayne County. So the Republicans said, nope, we're not going to certify it. So here we go again. On they go, and that became another legal challenge.
Well, right, Captain. You know, initially it was said, well, we had irregularities back in 2016 and this kind of thing, but these are obviously much worse than anything we've
ever seen.
And they were intimidated into eventually trying to certify them, and now they push back from that. And that's a good thing because, again, the American people want to know, and certainly Michiganders want to know that their elections have integrity. There's no doubt about that.
And then the other thing is the governor, Madam Witchmer, as I think Ron calls her the Wicked Witch of the Midwest or something like that. But anyway,
Ron Edwards, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be around in hour number four, so we'll be able to find out more about that. But the legislature has already started the legwork, if you will, on the impeachment proceedings against her. They are going to impeach her. Now, it probably won't take place until January 2021 when they seat the new legislature, which, by the way, I think they just sat the legislature technically. They were all sworn in yesterday or the day before, but they're going to work this through the system. It's got to go through committees and all that. The Republicans do run the show now in the state legislature, so then they'll get it out there, and in January they'll make an attempt to impeach Witchmer. Now, she just did something which is really going to hurt Michigan. She wants to shut down the Great Lakes oil pipeline, which brings oil from Canada to the refineries that they have there in Michigan.
Yes, and what do you think that's going to do to the price of fuel in the
put it through the roof.
Yeah,
put it right through the roof.
And again, you know, why can't we buy things like oil from countries that are our friends?
Yeah.
And why do we have
like Canada?
Like Canada, exactly. Our wonderful friends up north in Canada. And as opposed to, I don't know, making countries that hate us rich beyond the dreams of avarice. This doesn't make any sense. And, Captain, you mentioned about the articles or the impeachment. Well, there are four articles of impeachment that were introduced by one of the state legislators there.
Right.
And it includes...
Well, it was the GOP chairman.
Right, right, GOP chairman, right. He essentially said that she has failed to respect the separation of powers by exercising power granted to the legislative branch, and also violating the constitutional rights of the people of Michigan,
sure.
issuing executive orders against the interest of the people and state, and, get this, using state resources to reward political allies. These are pretty pretty serious things, and you know, we'll see how this plays out.
High crimes and misdemeanors is what they call it.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, the idea of, it's going past the scope of power of a governor. In our state, California, Governor Gavin Newsom was found by a court to have overstepped his constitutional abilities by decreeing to mail ballots to everybody.
By the way, the Michigan GOP state lawmakers want an election audit done because more people than were registered in Michigan, more people than were registered to vote, voted.
Well, yeah, how does that happen?
We know how it happens. Well, dead people vote. Your dogs and cats vote.
Right.
People that don't live there anymore vote. People they made up and created, like Charlie Boomer or Frank Vassars, you know, just to use a couple of names that come to mind here, voted. That's what they do.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, I'd like to point out that us talking about this and actually, you know, revealing, again, that more people voted than were registered, this kind of thing, that's not undermining democracy.
Nope.
So many people are they're throwing that out there, trying to criticize anybody who's simply bringing up the facts or asking legitimate questions. It's not undermining democracy.
And what can we do as citizens to help the cause? What can we do?
Well, we can keep pressure on our own lawmakers and local
officials. How do we do that?
Officials. Well, you call them on the phone.
You call them on the phone. You send them letters. You go to their offices. You schedule appointments. You sit down with them. You take your groups and you march up and down in front of their offices, wherever they're at and all that stuff. I mean, that's what you do. You do it peacefully. You do it orderly. You get their attention and you say, hey, man, you might got elected this time, but 2 years from now, we're all going to turn around and work a concerted effort against you. You'll get their attention.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Captain, it would seem that with a lot of these things coming out and what we expect could come out very soon, and based on what we see, the tide will begin to turn perhaps on its own. People will see, and this will also give people great confidence to tell their legislators and officials, hey, look what's happening. We got two eyes. We can see what's going on here, and you better act accordingly. Otherwise, we will vote you out next time.
By the way, remember the fired election security official that Chris, I believe his name was Chris Krebs?
Right, right.
A Department of Homeland Security official came out yesterday and said that he was way out of his lane with his voter fraud statements. He had no idea what he was talking about.
Well, right, yeah. Typically, we wouldn't expect to get a statement like that of any kind, really, from this person.
By the way, what's going on in California with your governor out there having a good old time, and then he goes, "Oh well, geez, I'm sorry, I decided I didn't really mean." Yep. And he says, "I apologize." Oh yeah, ha 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 ha. I saw him with a big laugh and a smile and all that.
Yeah, well, you just want to smack him. Yeah, well, you know, no insult to game show host, but he kind of came off as a game show host when he did that with this, like you said, this big smile on his face. And he used the terminology, "I own it," and this kind of thing. But honestly, when you issue these decrees to people that they can't have Thanksgiving or they can't do this, they can't do that, and you're off having these, you know, amazing parties at these very exclusive and expensive place like French Laundry, it just doesn't look good.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. And, folks, we're going to be going to break here. And I'm going to play a little Bobby Palermo right now because we need to get this for a little inspiration. Here we go.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign is seeking a recount in two Wisconsin counties as the challenges to the presidential election continue. The campaign has filed petitions for recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the campaign has many questions about how the state handled absentee ballots. She tells Fox News the filing requests that they be allowed to see the application for those absentee ballots as well.
We filed this recount, the recount petition, and in it we allege that we need to see the absentee voter applications because it's an important aspect of Wisconsin law, and they weren't doing these applications. They were just giving people ballots. And as we speak right now, you have the election board trying to change the way the recount laws work to make sure that we're not able to count those applications for absentee ballots, because they see just how strong this petition is.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I'll tell you what, they can save you money. They've been saving me money for going on 15 years, and I like what they do and the way they do it. I've only had one claim, and that was for a windshield, and boy, they took care of that. Lickety-split. That's all I can tell you. And by the way, I got $100 back in my hand for doing it. You'll hear about that next hour with Kyle. But Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, over 75 years in the business, second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And you can go to the website, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and ask for a cost comparison. Ask for a rate. A quote on the car or the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, an RV, or a boat, all that. They'll cover all of that for you. And then how you really get the rate dropped down is your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy. Now, it saved me about $900 a year by doing it that way on my car insurance. How about that? unbelievable. Now, that's just me. You might get more, you might get less, depending on your situation. But check them out. GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Let's finish our conversation about the California politicians, and in particular the governor. You know, there was a video, right, that came out that showed the governor and his cohorts partying, correct?
That's right, yes.
And not one of them had a mask, and they were all too close for comfort, as they say, right?
That's right.
So, now what?
Well, I think he considers the matter to be closed, I would think. But
why? Because he said, oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
I apologize.
Exactly.
Ha, 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 ha. That's what he did. He had a big smile on his face.
Well, exactly right. And this is, again, just par for the course. But you know there's a recall effort going on, Captain, and it's being headed up by our friend Tom Del Vecchio.
They need to recall him.
Absolutely. And so this is a real, real serious thing for California. So many Californians are suffering, Captain. Californians are having to, they're losing their jobs, their businesses have been closed down, and they're just going to have to pick up and go somewhere. And it's because of these shutdowns.
Now, do you know who Lester Holt is?
I do. That's right. He's at NBC News, right.
The anchorman.
Yep.
At night. He decided to rip the MAGA march as being a super spreader event, which, by the way, all of these rallies that the president had around the country, all of the marches they've had around the country, there's been absolutely not one lick of proof, not one, that that created a super spreading event. Not one.
Well, right, but, you know, what about those Biden celebrations? People pouring in the streets, even
well,
in Times Square. Yeah.
Lester, MSNBC, the little junior affiliate, NBC, CBS, nobody said a word. Not a word.
Well, because it was Oh Happy Day. That's the reason why.
I wish I had that song. I'd play it.
Well, because, again, it really is the idea. And people have just really been seeing, Captain, the veil just being taken away on exactly what a lot of people in the news media really, really think.
Yeah.
And it's one thing, people want to hear the news, but they're not really interested in what the news people think about politics, but now they kind of know more than they wanted to know.
Now, Ilhan Omar had a little conversation or was having a discussion and lecturing Senator Marco Rubio on his Catholic faith. How'd that work out?
Right. Well, yeah, she tweeted out a verse from the Bible which references what Raphael Warnock was talking about. You can't serve God and money. But she's misspelled the book of the Bible as not Matthew, but Matthews. So I don't know if it's Chris Matthews or what, but she
maybe it's
that.
One of her buddies.
But, right. Well,
Harry Matthews.
Yeah, but so again, it's this, and it's a big controversy because they unearthed this. I guess it was a sermon given by Warnock at some point in recent years, where he talked about you, because the famous verse in the Bible, you one cannot serve God and Mammon, which is in the King James, I think, but it's God and money. And he says you can't serve God in the military, and that's caused a major controversy, of course.
Now, something else that's going on here, the New York Times, who I never like to look at, said that the president, President Trump, was absolutely right and the Democrats were wrong about keeping the schools open. We understand de Blasio has shut down the New York City schools again.
Well, of course he has. That's right. That's all part of the latest crackdowns. But, Captain, we have various schools right here in Orange County, California, where kids are going for regular school days. Some schools, they're going a couple of days a week. It's very, very reduced, and they have online learning the rest of the time. But some kids are going every day, 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, pretty much. And we haven't heard really anything about anybody getting sick. There's a lot of precautions being taken, and it's actually better for the kids psychologically as well, because they really need that social interaction. They can't sit in front of a tablet all day and really learn and really have that same experience.
And they can't wear a mask all the time either, because they'll get mask mouth. And remember, we heard about that this week, and the dentists are out there again saying that there is such a thing. It's creating more tooth decay, gum disease. And it's just not healthy to be forced to wear a mask all the time inside and outside.
Well, of course. And so I would suggest here maybe we follow the science and listen to the dentist.
That's right. Dennis knows better than I do.
Well, exactly. But, of course, that would run right into the idea of, well, everybody's got to wear a mask to stop
And it's not just one dentist. It's a bunch of dentists are saying this, because the people that are coming to see them are coming with problems that they never had before because of having to wear the mask.
That's right. Well, I can't resist, Captain.
And I get that. And I get that. The germs.
Well, sure. You know, I just can't resist. I'm sure it's at least 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed would say the masks are causing mask mouth.
Yeah, by the way, something real quick here. Oregon, they're having a vote, or they voted, rather, to discuss the seceding from Oregon to join the Greater Idaho, the state of Greater Idaho. I don't know how that worked out. We'll check during the break. But that's kind of interesting. I know that had been going on for a year or two. These counties in Oregon wanted to break away from the state because they just, quite frankly, couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, I've heard about this kind of thing in the past. There's got to be some mechanism for that, but I'm sure that it's very, very difficult to do.
Oh, and by the way, not to be left out, the Philadelphia mayor was spotted drinking a beer at a bar just before announcing a total lockdown on indoor dining.
Well, sure. Well, you know, party officials can do pretty much anything, you know, and they can do as I say, not as I do.
You want to bet he didn't pay for the beer?
Yeah, probably not.
Yep.
Probably not. But again, and these curfews, too, can also hurt business that are already having to operate at extremely reduced capacity. So many restaurants, and I've been to a few restaurants in the recent times here. I don't know how they can really make money. Restaurants are designed to be a certain size. You can't just simply say,
sure,
okay, you're at 25% capacity now.
Sure.
And in other words, how long can they really hold on? And no stimulus in sight.
Yeah. The other thing is, do you know who Matthew McConaughey is?
Yeah, the actor, sure.
Yeah, he lives he's from Texas or lives in Texas or maintains a residence or something about Texas. But anyway, he was just kind of asked about politics in general, and then somebody came up, I don't know how the conversation got started, said, would you ever consider running for Texas governor? And he said, well, maybe. So now that's out there.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, I don't know much about his politics, to be
He's
honest.
He's conservative.
Okay, well, so...
Low-key, but a conservative.
Yeah, well, that would... who knows? Stranger things have happened. Look at Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, to end this segment here, Nancy Pelosi appeared to signal yesterday, after she was elected Speaker of the House once again, appeared to signal the end of her time in House leadership. This is it for her.
Right. Well, you know, she probably is going to see the writing on the wall. How much further can she really go here? And without Donald Trump as the foil, if it's President Biden, which we don't think it will be, only because of the things we're hearing coming out from Sidney Powell, for example. But honestly, I mean, can she sustain this much longer, you know, at that level? I just don't know. And I don't think she's very popular with the party, to be honest.
By the way, do you know what happened yesterday, a day in history?
What's that?
Milli Vanilli were stripped of their Grammy Award.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Milli Vanilli, I remember them.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there at Carrollton, Georgia. Way and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Just down the road, a tad bit from where she's at. Well, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, as I told you about the Pilot and the Flying J. And always remember that you can get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee there on the Third Watch. And if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you'll start getting points. points for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying stuff in the travel store, and that really adds up quickly, and you can use them either in the driver's club at the store they have there, or you can use it to buy things at the truck stop. Now, here we go. Get ready to rock. A little ACDC, of course, to wake everybody up right now, but that's called Realize. What you doing there, Kyle? That wake you up?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I'm drumming here on my desk, and I'm making a racket, really.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I heard that, and I went, yep, we're going to play that one.
Yep.
All right, well, let me read the weather statement, and then you take it away out west, because we do have some weather to talk about. Unsettled conditions will continue through Thursday from the Pacific Northwest and California into the northern plains with locally heavy coastal rain and the potential for burn scar flooding. Mountain snow, heavy at times. We'll get into where that's going to be. Gusty to high winds, and boy, we're talking about some really strong winds, gale force winds, and some icing, too. Now, above normal temperatures will spread west to east across the central part of the U.S., pretty much along I-40, I-70, in those areas anyway. And also, temperatures could be 10 to 30 degrees above normal in that area, but not along the East Coast. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course, we still have a lot of weather up in the Pacific Northwest. As we're looking at the radar forecast now, we're looking and seeing some rain and snow in various areas, especially in the higher elevations, of course, for any kind of snow that you might be getting, but a lot of precipitation and rainfall in the Seattle and, of course, in the Portland area. This does go down into Northern California. Over in Montana, we do have winter weather advisories. This is going to be east of Great Falls and north of Helena. Also, in the Missoula area, we've got winter weather advisory going on right now. So if you're traveling across I-90 and you're heading west towards Idaho and Spokane, Washington, you've got winter weather there to deal with, that's for sure. And this goes all the way down past Butte, Montana, down the 15 freeway, or Interstate 15, as I should say, as you head down towards Idaho Falls, although the advisory doesn't extend that far. And then, of course, over in Laramie, Wyoming, our good friends in Laramie, still got high winds over there. And that's just persisting for days and days and days. I can't imagine what that's like. And then up in northern Montana, to revisit that, we've got winter weather advisory in the northeastern quadrant of the state there.
Okay.
And so that's what that got west.
All right. North Dakota, there's the upper part of North Dakota, the upper northern half up above I-90 tonight. 94 rather. You've got a winter weather advisory across the two-thirds of the state. Down into Kansas, the northeastern quadrant of Kansas, get this, a fire weather watch. And then we also have fire weather watches and high wind warnings on an angle from I-44 all the way over towards Joplin and Springfield and on up across on an angle towards Illinois into central Illinois up towards Chicago, over into Indiana, all the way up to the Michigan line and the northern part of Ohio. And then we've got some weather statements for wind advisories in parts of Kentucky tonight and a low to Kentucky. And along the East Coast now, from Savannah, Georgia, up 95 to, let's see here, to South Carolina, to the North Carolina line, on up to Virginia, Chesapeake. We've got a frost advisory there tonight. And over in northern Florida, northeastern Florida, we've got a flood watch there for that area, coastal flooding. And we still got gale force winds out in the Gulf as a result of Iota, which has pretty much been stalled, making its way across the Yucatan Peninsula. And those winds are coming all the way into the Gulf, creating some problems. So there you go.
Exactly right, yep. Captain.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's go. We do have a caller, so let's drift on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Leo.
Yeah, Leo, what's up?
Hi, I'm calling because I wanted to know what we're dealing with here with the, you know, with the green and all this fraud. We're dealing with a big crime. This is like a big crime scene.
What are you talking about? What we're dealing with, what? Because your phone is breaking up. You sound like you're in a windstorm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, is that better?
Yeah. What were you asking?
Oh, I'm telling you, you know how they're doing all the voting? Are we fighting all these little, like, a lot of these discrepancies with the amount of votes, you know, the voting?
You're talking about refugees?
No. You know how we're fighting all these different.
Yeah, we're doing audits. We're not doing recounts per se. We're doing audits, and then recounts will follow. There's just a couple of recounts going on, but it's mostly audits to see if the number of people that voted are far more than what were registered.
Yeah, isn't like the biggest crime scene in our history?
No, like, no. There's been some worse things. Go check out Boss Tweed in New York City. All right, I gotta let you go because we're going on break here. All right, thanks, Kyle. Before we go on break, what do you think about what Leo was saying about is this the biggest crime scene? No, it's not.
Well, no, but it's definitely.
It's the one we know about because of all the television and radio and all that stuff. But back in the day, Boss Tweed, New York City. Go look that one up.
Yeah, well, exactly. But this is. This is significant. It's spread over, from what we can tell, over several states.
Yeah.
We've got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So we know.
And it's going to be a continual thing. I mean, it's not going to be just something that we're going to stop what we're doing and then go from there. It's going to be a continual thing. And we're running out of time. Sidney Powell's got to do something here pretty quick, and somebody's got to pull the trigger. And by the way, as we said earlier, we found out yesterday that the John Durham report is operating full speed ahead, and we could hear something about that anytime soon, especially if Donald Trump becomes a lame duck president. Watch and see.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Kyle, hang on. We're going to break. And, folks, we will be right back with a whole bunch more. And don't forget, this is all about the Captain's America Third Watch and what we do here on the program. So don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history.
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.